When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of Desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, all week we're honoring the music of Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, yes.
Because he left the planet.
House on a hill.
Do you know this one, Brian?
Any
chance it's House on the Hill? Oh, that would have been...
The only ones, I mean, his collection was broad, but there's only a few songs that I'm familiar with, and this is not either of them.
Aunt Jenny? Cotton Jenny. Oh, that's a piece of farm equipment.
This is actually named Cotton Jenny?
That's something used to pick. It's a cotton picking. It's a southern thing.
It's a cotton picking, chicken licking, finger plucker. Which reminds me of a Smothers Brothers skit.
My buddies. Thank you. We never would have gotten that one. Are they that hard all week? You don't think so, but you're not telling me.
See, I was thinking more like she was the pride of the American side.
I see. Is that coming up this week?
I'm sure. It's got to be. It's one of his most famous.
Brian, I got to tell you. First of all, Joey Pals, you know who that is. That's Dr. I forget the doctor. Dr. Brian Hodgkins from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
And Rick Ferns is not giving us any hints for the rest of the week.
That's you know, just not going to work for me.
No.
Now I got to listen like every morning early to find out what the damn mystery song
that's
is.
That's it.
All I know is Gordon Lightfoot.
But that's it. And
what was it, the wreck of the Ella Fitzgerald?
The wreck of Hesperus? What was that? First of all, Joey Pals, today is Monday the 8th, but I must tell you that last Wednesday, so many of you were at the ACT Travel Club, the free travel club, about 300 of you, and Brian spoke. He wore his pharmacist doctor's coat that I love, and he was such a hit, Rick. Everybody had really kind of intelligent questions, and you did a wonderful job. You've been asked back.
Well, thank you. You know, that event in and of itself, just the people alone, talking to people, fascinating, wonderful, warm people, and just curious travelers about the world. I mean, just listening to them talk about their experience.
Where they'd been.
Mm-hmm. It makes me want to, you know, get on the next plane somewhere and travel the time zones.
I thought you were interested in that cruise.
Oh, you know what?
1995?
You know what? I've been on one cruise in my life, and that was the... they still do it. It's that infamous, I hate to say it, but it's the booze cruise out of Long Beach. It goes to Catalina.
And back?
No, it goes down to Mexico, I think.
Oh, 4 days.
Yeah, Ensenada does.
We've
like,
done that.
Yeah, so.
I didn't know that was what it was called.
Well, that's because it used to be, so this is how long ago it was.
Oh.
You could take that cruise, I think it's a 3-day cruise. I think it was $199. It might have been less. And you could, that's everyone. You could load them up. So we load up all the kids on this boat, went down to Long Beach and did the cruise. And obviously, besides Catalina, the rest of it is just being on a boat. But these.
A blur.
It was a blur. And that's what they called the booze cruise. But it does give you a slight taste of what these beautiful cruises. I mean, mm-hmm. The river cruises up the Danube that they talked about. And these, I mean, you can go to Australia and cruise around the New Zealand.
That's what we did to Dubai. Dubai and then cruised the Persian Gulf.
It was just fascinating, lovely, and I really got an appreciation for it. But the
value, tell the other part.
The value of these was just remarkable, including airfare.
Yes.
Unbelievable. So I'm going to definitely join you on that.
Thank you. But people came up who were DOHC members.
Yes. You know what? It used to be. You know, if you say anyone with Desert Oasis, I always like, oh, my God, someone's going to yell at me like they didn't get good service or care. Oh. But, you know, no, but obviously you can learn from those patients. But we got a great reception, and we really work hard on patient, the patient experience, giving them a wow factor.
Lindsay.
Yeah, and being, you know, really helpful and stewards of people trying to navigate difficult healthcare system during difficult times. So it was wonderful listening to people say, oh, I love my doctor. I love what you guys do for us. And of course, I know all these doctors, and they are wonderful people on and off the field. So it's really...
Oh, I'm so glad.
It's nice to know. It's nice to know that we have traction in the community. And I always say this, all healthcare is provided local, and we are your neighbors. We are both patients and providers, and we love this community and will do anything for it, which is why I'm here.
See?
For the 166th week.
Yes.
Which is, by the way, 3 years and 10 weeks.
I introduced Brian yesterday, and I told the audience about my experience with, I can't say the P word.
The P word?
Pre-pandemic?
No. Pandemic?
My jet lag was...
No.
The word that means you can't get rid of it.
Oh, persistent?
No. What was the word you taught me?
I'll
think of it
remember.
In a minute.
Yeah.
Recalcitrant.
Recalcitrant.
It's not a P word, is it? That's an R word, Joe.
Well, it's
recalcitrant.
It's a P word if you take the leg off the R. So.
Yes. I introduced Brian, and after kibitzing a little bit, I said he taught me that I had recalcitrant jet lag disorder. And That was a nice introduction. Brian gets up and tells that he's been on the show for 166 weeks was like a jail term.
A nice jail. It's like a prison at home.
Yes.
And that's kind of what it really was like.
And some people came up and he said, who knew a doctor could be funny? Because you did a wonderful job.
Well, you know, that's...
And if you missed it, shame on you. And the next first Wednesday of a month is... the week after Memorial Day.
Oh, I'll be cruising then.
Oh, yeah, you will. June 7th. I don't know who Steve's going to have for his star, but you were a star.
Oh, well, thank you.
Pharmacist to the stars.
It was fun times, and obviously, you know, I have the travel bug now.
Yes, but you've traveled quite a bit, too.
You know, I don't listen to these people. I mean, that one lady there yesterday... I want to say she'd been to 120 countries.
Yes, something.
And
like
she was going on. I was just in Antarctica, and I was, you know, all
right.
I'm like, and I don't know how old she was. She's older than both of us.
Oh.
But she was spry. And
together? No, just.
maybe. It's possible. And we had the conversation. I don't even know how many countries there are right now because they come, they go, they merge, they don't. But. I haven't been to enough of the world yet.
Well,
I'm sure there's
now you're
more
part
to
of
see.
ACT and the Joey Travel Club.
I'm with you guys.
Steve Canole gave me a thing that's in my office at home. You've probably seen it. It says something to the effect of when you stop traveling, you start to die.
Yeah.
So and that, you have to think that through while you drive around town.
Well. I'm not sure how much time we have in the segment. Give me the cue, just in case.
Oh, five.
So,
okay.
So speaking of traveling, so this is crazy. This last weekend.
Okay.
My daughter, who is, you know, Mia's in Italy traveling around, and she was going to London.
Right.
This last weekend. And then it turned out they had this big event in London.
Oh, some sort of coronation.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, she was telling me, so they postponed it because she didn't want to be in London. Well, she was in Paris a couple of weeks ago, and we go, oh, you got to work, they're on strike, and they're burning things, and there's no trash picked up. Of course, she went, and she goes, this is all overblown.
Oh.
We went to the Louvre, we went to Palace of Versailles. It was beautiful. The people in France were wonderful. And guess what? She goes, the day they left, they went on strike, and guess what? Her plane was delayed because the people didn't show up at the airport. To do all the work and stuff there. And she goes, well,
and you
maybe
want
it is.
The maintenance people there at the airport. You want them checking the planes, putting the fuel in. Yeah, yeah. Airing the tires.
So she didn't go there because of the coronation. And I'm going, you should have been there. All the other sites would have been totally wide open.
That's a good point.
So, and you
have
know
you
what?
Been to the capitals of Europe?
I don't even know what the capitals of Europe are. What are they? Okay. I might have been to a few cities. What's the capital of Germany? Is that Berlin?
Yes.
No, I wasn't in Berlin.
I've been
Frankfurt.
To Berlin many times. I love Frankfurt. I rode a train into Frankfurt. I get off the train in Frankfurt, and there's a McDonald's.
That serves hot dogs.
Probably. And the, you know, German trains, they will run on time. They always run.
Yeah, the trains are run on time.
So
did you know, and then she told me, you know, did you watch the coronation? And of course...
Oh, yes. I'll be up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I would have been pulling my own teeth. And you could have streamed it live. I mean, there were probably services you could have paid to see. No, thank you. I'll record it all.
Oh, I love that. The Queen has as much trouble with her children as any of us. And she doesn't want you to cross your legs. Don't eat shellfish. She had a lot of wonderful control. I strive for.
Well, I'm sure Westminster Abbey was in all of its glory.
Have you been there?
Oh, I have been there.
Okay, good.
Now, I spent a lot of time there. And you know, you guys might not know, listeners, that Joey is a huge Jeopardy fan.
Oh, I am. I get
and they had
Final
Poets
Jeopardy
Corner.
Three or four times
Yeah, they
times
had the
a
Poets
week.
Corner
yes.
specifically a few weeks ago. And of course, I knew that answer only because I stood in that corner.
See,
so I've learned. I'm a little meager traveler, but I'm going to start traveling with you.
With Joey Pals and ACT, 3221247. I want to go to the Galapagos. That's on my bucket list. And I want to ride the Orient Express from Istanbul or Constantinople or Byzantium, whatever it's called now, to Paris.
Oh, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Now, the Galapagos. Does the train go to Galapagos?
No, but Steve has one of those prices. You fly nonstop to Quito. You straddle the equator in Quito for one day. And then you fly over to Galapagos. And Steve does it where you don't have to take all the little side trips. They all come to you. So you sit on the beach, and cabana boys serve you drinks. Oh. The Galapagos tortoises come right up to you. You can't touch anything because they've never been touched by humans. But you don't have to... Steve takes good care of me. I like to unpack once.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Nothing before 10 o'clock in the morning.
I'm going to take the HMS Beagle down to the Galapagos.
Oh, there, I know what that is. Darwin. Okay, we're visiting with... Let's see, I can't remember his full title. The vice president of...
What? Oh, something. A Desert Oasis. Yes. Well, okay. It's you know that my mom used to say the longer the title, the less you do. And oh. She's never been more right. That's why yes. I'm just chief bottle washer cook.
Or pharmacist to the stars. That's how we introduced him yesterday. Okay, when we come back, I've got questions about a urine test to detect cancer. This one, signs that someone's going to die soon.
Oh, that's creepy.
And a call for the return of face masks. But if you're near your phones, I got presents for you.